Hello fans, I'm Ryan Warwick for WRPR Sports. As the 2015-2016 season winds down to its final days, the New York Knicks and Brooklyn Nets will both miss out on the playoffs once again and are looking at their future. However, their immediate future isn't too bright, as both teams will not have a first-round pick in the upcoming NBA draft this summer. As for the Knicks, fans thought their future looked bleak at last year's draft when this happened.
With the fourth pick in the 2015 NBA draft, the New York Knicks select Kristaps Porzingis.
At first, Knicks fans were livid with the pick, but Porzingis has proven the fans wrong and has solidified himself into a solid starter for the Knicks. Despite not having a first-round draft pick in this year's draft, the future still looks okay with the project Porzingis and Carmelo Anthony running the squad. I spoke with Knicks fan Dean Roventini about his thoughts on the Knicks and the rest of the future. Dean, the Knicks don't have a first-round draft pick this year. How's that going to hurt them this offseason?
I think it's actually a big blow because the Knicks, whether they like it or not, are in a rebuilding stage. Not having a first-round pick halts that progress. So I really don't like it. I think to make up for that, they have to sign someone big or even just someone young that they can develop in the offseason.
So what do you think the future holds with possible free agency without the first round draft pick?
New York used to be a place where a lot of people like to go sign. It hasn't seemed like that in the past where a lot of guys passing up. The future is really just, I think it's a blur. We have Porzingis and Grant, but it's really just a big blur and a lot of question marks.
As for the Nets, they're one of the laughingstocks in the NBA, and they will continue to be for the next several years. They took a huge risk 3 years ago when forgetting about the future and deciding to go for it all.
Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Jason Terry, all going to the Brooklyn Nets. Celtics get three number ones, 2014, 2016, 2018. Humphries, Wallace, Evans, just a bunch of stuff.
They have one first-round draft pick in the next 3 years and only have six draft picks in the next 5 years. It seems like the Nets will have to rely heavily on free agency in the next 4 to 5 years. I spoke with huge Nets fan Jimbo Long about his team's bleak future. Jimbo, Nets, only one first-round draft pick in the next 3 years, and that's not until 2017. What is a possible solution for the hole that they're in right now?
I definitely gotta look into the free agency market. Gotta try to see what they can do with that. Only having one draft pick for 3 years is kind of, it's crazy how you're supposed to rebuild. And they also maybe can look into some trades, maybe to trade for some draft picks. But other than that, I mean, they really gotta look in the free agency market and see what they can do.
Will the Knicks and Nets make strides in the 2016-2017 season? Probably not. The Nets probably won't be taking any strides for quite some time. But the Knicks, on the other hand, still have one of the top scorers and top rookies in the league on their squad. The future does not look at all bright in Brooklyn, but as we change boroughs, there's at least a little light at the end of the tunnel. But hey, if Knicks and Nets fans can't stand their teams anymore, the future looks phenomenal for the Yankees and Mets. I'm Ryan Warwick for WRPR Sports.